Thank you for listening. This is the Ears Canada podcast. My name is Mike, and with me, as always, Chris McLennan, the owner of Ears Canada. By the way, the location we're at today, 1338 4th Avenue in St. Catharines, you can reach out to them at earscanada.ca. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Good. Thank you so much for taking the time again. I know you must be thinking to yourself, I am a very busy individual, Mike, but I think the things that we're going to be talking about on this podcast have great meaning to some people, because we set out to explain what the difference in life can be with the right kind of hearing assistance, what technology is available, and a little bit of information about what the process of getting a hearing aid and finding out whether or not you even need one is like. So today, Chris, if you don't mind, let's just talk a little bit about the industry at large and what it's like coming to get a hearing test.
Wow. Well, I mean, first of all, yeah, you're right. If I'm that busy, I don't even know if I can be here right now.
Just take a couple more minutes, and if you don't mind.
I'm going to free up my calendar right now and talk to you about this stuff.
It's okay. We just need you to clear it up once, and then you can go back to work.
All right. Well, Mike, yeah, asked about the industry, and I've been in the industry for close to 20 years now, and my God, has it ever changed. Just the style of the hearing aids has changed so much. Digital hearing aids really opened up the world of technology, and that has just brought everything into a little tiny device, and that allows people to go through a complete transformation in their lives. So I look at the average person who walks through our doors. Average person who buys a hearing aid for the first time is about 69, 70 years old.
Okay.
And from there, they've probably been, over the last 5 to 10 years, thinking, hey, something's a little off. In some cases, they're hearing it from their spouse. In other cases, their children are saying, Mom, Dad, you got to go get your hearing tested.
I remember my dad even saying, background noise is, it's drowning everything out. And I was like, oh, that sounds symptomatic, right?
Exactly. And, you know, there's always been barriers to hearing aids. Cost has been one. The aesthetic has been another. Vanity is a huge thing.
Yeah.
When we all think about hearing aids, we think about our grandparents' hearing aids. So it's been brown and ugly devices that were big honking things like a banana behind the ear. And we all remember how our grandparents would complain about the squealing and the feedback and all
exactly.
of that kind of
that
stuff.
Exactly. That is something that sticks out in my mind about hearing aids.
Exactly. And those are long gone. Ever since digital hearing aids are smart enough now to know when feedback is about to happen and adjust itself to prevent itself from happening.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then as far as the big brown and ugly thing, hearing aids are so small now, you can't even see them in the ear. There's different styles of hearing aids. Some will actually be custom fit that go directly inside the canal, and others are so thin and so small sitting behind the ear with just a little tube that goes inside the ear where you actually hear from, and nobody even knows that you're wearing them. So the vanity aspect, I think, has been completely taken care of in the industry.
In our next episode, actually, we're going to be talking about the technology that addresses both the vanity and the effectiveness and battery life, all of that sort of stuff in the next episode. So if you're looking to find out what is the latest in hearing technology, next episode we'll cover that. Now, I've made the discovery that I need to come and get a hearing test and find out more about this. What's that process like, Chris?
Well, it's a really simple process. In some cases, somebody is going to be going for a regular exam, a physical. They're going to go see their family doctor. They may complain of not hearing certain things. They may actually just be at a certain age where natural occurring hearing loss may begin. So the doctor may suggest that you go and get a hearing test. Or like I mentioned before, it could be a spouse or a child who's suggesting that you get the hearing test. Mm-hmm. Or you simply know that something's off and you've waited long enough, now it's time to do it. So earscanada.ca, you know, you look up hearing aids, you find that clinic that's close to you. You don't need a referral from a doctor to book a hearing test.
That was going to be one of my questions. Is that right? Just you detect it.
Absolutely.
Come in and it's like an eye test.
That's exactly it.
Right.
And as far as cost for hearing tests go, they could run between $50 and $100, let's say.
Very reasonable.
Very reasonable, absolutely. But most clinics are not going to charge for that. In some cases, you're going to have a clinic who may charge you if you want to take those results somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, nobody's going to charge for a hearing test.
Why is that?
Well, you know what? From the standpoint of a hearing clinic, the money is going to be made from the sale of the hearing aid. We're here to help somebody. And in most cases, that help is going to come through the form of amplification. It could be from counseling. So in order to compete against other clinics, it's just one of those things where you have to remain competitive. You have to offer something that's fair, mm-hmm. and you have to go above and beyond the services just to be able to take that person who comes in and welcome them into the family.
So I come in for a hearing test. Do I have to leave my ears with you for any period of time?
You don't have to leave your ears. No, absolutely not.
Good. And so anybody who is concerned about that, don't be concerned.
That's right. But we will actually hold on to them if you are not a good person.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
So
that's fair.
If you're going to give us a hard time, yeah, we may hold on to those ears for a little while.
I bet you wouldn't even. But having said that, once you come here, this is not a daunting process. You were kind enough to take me through the facility. And first of all, congratulations. It's a very wonderful, bright, lovely, warm facility.
Thank you very much.
It's outstanding. And maybe because we have a beautiful day, but it's very bright. This is not a daunting clinic in any way.
No, you know what? We've got these big, beautiful windows at the side of the Branscombe building. And I went with glass on the inside on both sides of the hallway in order to utilize that natural light.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's just something that I think having natural light just puts everyone in a good mood.
Yeah, no, an incredible difference in the facility for sure. So I come in, mm-hmm. And it's not frightening at all. What occurs?
So you're going to come in. We're going to have a look inside your ear. You know what? Some people are convinced they've got hearing loss. And then we look in the ear and it's really just a big chunk of wax. So cerumen management, wax removal is mm-hmm. something that we specialize in.
Okay.
So we make sure that there's no anomalies inside the ear. And
why does that just make me feel more comfortable dealing with you? You're not trying to sell me a hearing aid. You're going to see if there's wax in my ear first.
Well,
that's
the first step, is right? We got to get rid of the wax. We got to make sure it's clear.
Yeah.
And once we get the A-OK, then we're going to go for the hearing test.
Okay.
And that hearing test is something that's going to be conducted in the sound booth. And from that sound booth, you're going to be communicating with the audiologist or the hearing specialist, and they're going to be giving you different tones to see if you can hear those at different levels and different frequencies. And when all is said and done, there's a lot of various tests that can be done. One test may lead to another test. But when all is said and done, the output is going to be something called an audiogram.
Okay.
And that audiogram is going to be the report that tells us where your hearing is, what level of hearing loss you have, if you do have some. And from there, we would take that audiogram and use that to make recommendations. So if hearing amplification is a recommendation, then we talk about what your options are from there. We could simply just be taking that audiogram and sending it to an ENT or to your family doctor as well.
Oh, well, that's a really pretty quick, simple process.
It is. It really is simple. And most people have no problem going for an eye test. That's pretty simple and straightforward as well. But people, for whatever reason, don't want to put that emphasis onto their ears. And I find that unfortunate.
As I look down at the audio board here and I have the headphones set to 11... maybe I should get a hearing test myself.
I definitely recommend it. I know somewhere you can go.
Oh, you know what? I had a feeling you would. Actually, I can recommend it as well. Earscanada.ca. You can reach out to them at 905-682-3277. Ask for Chris if you'd like. Chris McLennan is who we've been speaking with. And Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. It's been a pleasure talking to you.